This is October the 23rd, and this is Deborah. Deborah means the bee, the queen bee, which is a nurturer and a person that makes honey, and honey is sweet and nutritious. I have a song that says, "There is hope. There is hope, so hold on, there is hope. God is in me to tell you, there is hope. And no matter what you're going through, or what the future holds, long as Jesus lives, long as Jesus lives, long as Jesus lives, there is hope." And I'm saying this to especially the young people and the teenagers and the young adults. I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, there is hope. Hope means a feeling of expectation for a particular thing to happen. Psalms 147 and 11 said, "But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and take pleasure who hope in his steadfast love." We must always have love, unconditional love. I mean, you know, sometimes we could have conditions on people, "Oh, I love you if you love me back," but that is not love. Love is a look over people's fault. Understand what their story is, and then you will understand the person. Revelation 10:28 says, "The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish." And Romans 8:24 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For if a man or a woman see it, what do they have to hope for?" Let me tell you something. I thank God, because when I was delivered and set free and on a born-again walk with the Lord, I mean, he gave me hope. That was the first thing he gave me. The first fruit he gave me was hope. Listen, young people, let me tell you something. Stop planting bad seeds. Plant good seeds, because whatever seeds you plant, that shall come back to you, whether it's positive or it's negative. But I'm telling you right now, plant that which is good and that which is loving, that's caring and giving and blessing. Because when you do, it comes back to you. I thank the Lord, because when my grandchildren was young, I mean, I planted positive seeds in them. I mean, even if it was financial or words of encouragement, let them know, hey, you could do anything you want to do. Just put your mind to it. Put your effort to it. Put your determination to it. Because, you know, God wants all of us to have the best of him. He wants us to flourish. He wants us to grow. He wants us to be strong and of a good courage. He loves us so much. He will never leave you nor forsake you. People may turn their back on you. People may leave. You may have friends one day, and the next day you don't have any friends. But God said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." At the end of this, I'm going to say a poem about hope. H is to help is on the way. O, open your heart to change. P, the peace of God that passes all understanding. E, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Take these, keep to believe. There in Jesus Christ you shall receive. He is waiting for you to reclaim eternal life. He turns away your decisions and you light becomes bright. Just believe and you shall receive. Let me tell you something. Ain't no life without Christ. We go through things, you know, but it's all for our good. You know, I used to always think people was against me. But let me tell you something. You got to take your eyes off of people, because people is changeable. But God never changes. He stays the same. And I just thank the Lord. I hope this bless you, that you think about changing your life from death unto life, from sin into Christianity, because God loves you. And I'm on a mission to you because to draw you to that which is eternal, not temporal, but eternal. And a life with Christ is eternal. Because heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God that is planted inside your life will never pass away. Because we are spirit and being living in a body. And we have a soul, spirit, mind. And we, those three, must come in contact with the Lord horizontally and vertical. Because we got to be in union with God, and then we could be in union with his people. Because we are not people pleaser, but we are Jesus pleaser. And God bless you.